You're listening to the audio production of You Are Beloved, Living in the Freedom of God's Grace, Mercy, and Love by Bobby Schuller, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Dedication to my two beloved children, Haven and Cohen, who taught me the depth of the Father's love. Introduction on Forming the Creed of the Beloved. Henry Nouwen. Early in my seminary education, I had a brief love affair with the discipline of philosophy, in particular with the 19th century Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard. He was far ahead of his time and was called post-Freudian by intellectual giants such as Ernest Becker, even though Kierkegaard died the year before Freud was born. Kierkegaard, who was a devout Christian, wrote directly to the individual and her heart. The first time I read Fear and Trembling, I struggled not to weep. It was not long after that I read a book incidentally dedicated to Henry Nouwen, our generation's Kierkegaard. I thought to myself, who is this Henry Nouwen guy? As it turned out, Henry Nouwen was a Catholic priest and a best-selling author. He's one of the few Christian authors who, like Billy Graham, was loved by both the most liberal and most conservative of Christians. He could give the same message to two Christian groups who hated each other, and both would receive his words with joy. Though he had an amazing following and was a professor at both Harvard and Yale, Nouwen spent the last years of his life caring for the intellectually disabled people of large community in Toronto. He was a living saint. Of course, I didn't know this when I saw his name in that book. I just thought, I wonder what it would be like to read a book by our generation's Kierkegaard. I went down to Barnes & Noble, grabbed his work Journey of the Prodigal Son, and sat for what I imagined would be a short time in the cafe. Several hours later, I had nearly finished the book and was deeply touched by the rawness of how Nouwen connected my heart with that of Jesus. I began reading all of his works. They all had something in common. They were very simple. Anyone could read them and enjoy them. Yet they had incredible depth, emotion, and spiritual power in their simplicity. As I became a bigger fan of Nouwen, I grew sad that I was never able to meet him before he died. In fact, I wasn't quite sure what he looked like or even sounded like. That's until, by chance, visiting the office of another pastor at the Crystal Cathedral, I saw on his bookshelf three VHS tapes labeled Henry Nouwen, Being the Beloved.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?